بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اسم اشعار رواه دادا شيخ حضرت حكيم محمد اخترتاب رحمه الله تعالى. الله سبحانه وتعالى bless us all of the understanding of these beautiful poems, make it a reality in our lives. The poem's name is چمن میں ہوں مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
چمن میں ہوں مگر چمن میں ہوں مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی. یہ کیا آتش ہے آہوں کی فراوانی نہیں جاتی. چمن میں ہوں مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی. یہ کیا آتش ہے آہوں کی فراوانی نہیں جاتی. میں گلشن میں ہوں لیکن فیض ہے یہ شیخ کامل کا. میں گلشن میں ہوں لیکن فیض ہے یہ شیخ کامل کا کہ میرے قلب سے ہوں اے بیابانی نہیں جاتی. چمن میں ہوں مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی. یہ کیا آتش ہے آہوں کی فراوانی نہیں جاتی. نہ جانے کتنی نہریں میرے دریا سے ہوئی جاری. نہ جانے کتنی نہریں میرے دریا سے ہوئی جاری. مگر پھر بھی میرے دریا کی طغیانی نہیں جاتی. چمن میں ہوں مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی. یہ کیا آتش ہے آہوں کی فراوانی نہیں جاتی. رفع کرتا ہے دامن کو اگرچہ ان کا دیوانہ. رفع کرتا ہے دامن کو اگرچہ ان کا دیوانہ. گریباں سے مگر چاکے گریبانی نہیں جاتی. چمن میں ہوں مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی. یہ کیا آتش ہے آہوں کی فراوانی نہیں جاتی. مزاج عقل کو الفت ہے اپنے ساز و سامان سے. مزاج عقل کو الفت ہے اپنے ساز و سامان سے. مزاج عشق سے بے ساز و سامانی نہیں جاتی. چمن میں ہوں مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی. یہ کیا آتش ہے آہوں کی فراوانی نہیں جاتی. یہ کیا آتش ہے آہوں کی فراوانی نہیں جاتی. خرد کہتی ہے باتیں مختصر کر ان سے اے نادان. خرد کہتی ہے باتیں مختصر کر ان سے اے نادان. محبت کی مگر تمہید طولانی نہیں جاتی. چمن میں ہوں مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی. یہ کیا آتش ہے آہوں کی فراوانی نہیں جاتی. نہیں کرتا ہے صدق دل سے توبہ جو گناہوں سے. نہیں کرتا ہے صدق دل سے توبہ جو گناہوں سے. کسی بھی حال میں اس کی پریشانی نہیں جاتی. کسی بھی حال میں اس کی پریشانی نہیں جاتی. چمن میں ہوں مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی. یہ کیا آتش ہے آہوں کی فراوانی نہیں جاتی. میرے دریائے الفت کا عجب ساحل ہے اے اختر. میرے دریائے الفت کا عجب ساحل ہے اے اختر. کہ ساحل پر بھی کہ ساحل بھر بھی ان موجوں کی طغیانی نہیں جاتی. چمن میں ہوں مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی. یہ کیا آتش ہے آہوں کی فراوانی نہیں جاتی. نہیں کرتا ہے صدق دل سے توبہ جو گناہوں سے, کسی بھی حال میں اس کی پریشانی نہیں جاتی. کسی بھی حال میں اس کی پریشانی نہیں جاتی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى, اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک و تعالی, اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین. صدق اللہ المولانا العظیم. This very beautiful poem of our Shaykh. چمن میں ہوں مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی. I mean a garden, چمن, but the size of the deserts haven't, don't leave me. That is why I'm alone only with Allah Ta'ala. Though I'm now in comfort and ease and everything, but I still think all the time of my Allah. And that is how we should be also. That we should make our mujahada in Ramzan, whatever we made. And now after Ramzan, don't forget the size of Ramadan. The du'as of tahajjud, etc. The being in secluded in i'tikaf with Allah Ta'ala. And the seclusion, the literal meaning of i'tikaf is to be secluded with only the thoughts of Allah, that your thoughts go nowhere else. Only with Allah Ta'ala. So when that is the case, then now when you are out of i'tikaf, we are in our business, we are in our homes, we are driving on the freeways, there are billboards, we are driving on the, in the city, there are women, but that think of those things. And don't forget all that, that how you had your contact with Allah Ta'ala, keep it up also all the time. چمن میں ہوں مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی. یہ کہ آتش ہے آہوں کی فراوانی نہیں جاتی. What a fire is not this when a person gets that contact with Allah Ta'ala, get the size, the abundance of size a person take. With Allah Ta'ala, that abundance of that, it doesn't get finished. That fire of the love of Allah, once it hits a person, may Allah bless us with that. It is said that Hazrat Shaykh alayhi salatu wasalam, a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, he cried so much that he lost his eyesight also. In the love of Allah, he cried so much. So the people asked him that, Hazrat Shaykh alayhi salam, why did you cry so much that you lost your eyesight as well? He said that for two reasons. One was that I no more see any wrong thing. We go and look for haram. And they, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, when he also lost his eyesight in the old age and it was getting weaker, people insisted he should take treatment. He says, what we didn't want to see, now Allah made it that we don't see it. So he said the first, that all the things which I didn't want to see, so now I don't see it. Secondly, after seeing the Jamal and the beauty of Allah, what is there to see after that? And when you are blind also, when you are sleeping, and you've got the love of Allah, so to say you are seeing Allah Ta'ala. And when you have seen, got the Jamal, the beauty of Allah, how beautiful Allah is, then what else you want to look at? This, even of the halal things, what else you want to look at? Hazrat Rabia Basariya, Rahmatullah Alayha, was so engrossed in the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that so much so that on one occasion, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to her in her dream and said, oh Rabia, don't you love me? She said that, who is that useless, evil person who doesn't love you? But the love of Allah has overpowered me. I got no place in my heart for the love of anyone else. May Allah give us such love. We got love of dunya, love of guna, love of filth and dirt, haram is filled in our hearts. And Allah doesn't come in a filthy heart. That is why all this mujahada has to be made, rozas have to be kept, Taraweeh, Quran Sharif, Ramzan. We cleanse our heart and then Allah automatically comes in that heart. You don't even have to say, aaja meri aankho mein, samaja meri dil mein, ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, اب تو آ جا, اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. یو ڈونٹ ایون اللہ ول جسٹ کم ان دیٹ ہارٹ. میں اللہ بلیس اس وتھ سچ اے کلین ہارٹ. میں گلشن میں ہوں لیکن فیض ہے یہ شیخ کامل کا کہ میرے قلب سے ہوئے بیابانی نہیں جاتی, ہوئے بیابانی نہیں جاتی. آئی مین دا گارڈن اینڈ دس از دا فیض آف مائی شیخ کامل. اینڈ جسٹ لائک وی پاس رمضان, وچ greatest sheikh can they be than the month of Ramadan? Which greatest sheikh can they be than the Quran Sharif? We have just passed with that, and if we got what we are supposed to get, then the, from my heart, the nara of who? He, Allah, Allah, Allah. It's just not going from me. All the time I'm just thinking. It mustn't be we, just the it's night, Tarawih is finished, then already we are now lost. We are already in dunya. Now we are looking at our Eid clothes. We are looking at going in the kitchen and asking what you have prepared for tomorrow. Wife also has to shout us, go and sleep. This is for tomorrow. It's not for tonight. We want to steal one samosa here or one mithai there or something. And she also has to send us off that that's for tomorrow. It's not for tonight. And it's for the visitors. نہ جانے کتنی نہریں میرے دریا سے ہوئی جاری, مگر پھر بھی میری دریا کی تو یعنی نہیں جاتی. حضرت سے فرام مائی اسٹرانگ ربر آف دا لو آف اللہ, آئی ڈونٹ نو ہاؤ مینی ٹریبیوٹریز ہیز کم آؤٹ, ہاؤ مینی ادر پیپل گاٹ دا لو آف اللہ, بٹ اسٹل مائی ربر اسٹرینتھ اینڈ پاور از ناٹ گیٹنگ لیس. Though it has divided into so many tributaries, but still, it's just so much my love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Rafu karta hai daaman ko agarche inka diwana, gariba se magar chaak ke garibani nahi jaati. A person from his clothes, he removes, even a person like sort of removes his clothes in the love of Allah. That is, he just covers his sutter and this gariban, this collar here where we fasten our buttons, the open space of it just doesn't go. A person is not just interested in his clothes also. Now he's just with Allah Ta'ala, not interested in how his appearance, etc. These things now don't mean anything to him. Mizaj-e aqal ko ulfat hai apne saaz o saaman se, mizaj-e ishq se be saaz o saamani nahi chahti. And the mizaj of the aqal, the brain, its temperament and its nature is this, that its love for things of this dunya just does not go. It was, first of all, it doesn't rest in peace until I don't have a certain amount in my bank balance, until I don't have a car, a big car, a small car, and then again I want this, I want that, I want in the pantry must be filled up like this, all those things, and then I want this extra and I want that extra. That is the brain all the time. And the mizaj of ishq, of the love of Allah Ta'ala, he says, be saaz o saamani nahi jaati. That just having nothing, just having love of Allah, that is sufficient for it. Tumse ho mahabbat, yahi main aapse mangta ho, that I only want your love of Allah, nothing else. And when a person, for example, one is that wife, that she is everything, I've gone to figures and statistics and all that she goes. I must have so much money by the beginning of the month to run the house. I must have this, I must have that, this must be in order, that must be in order. And the other one, the old wife who has got full trust on her husband. She doesn't ask for anything. She knows that he is more worried about me than I'm worried about myself. She doesn't have to ask that, how much you giving me now this month again? How much are you seeing to this, you seeing to that again? She knows that he's not, will never leave me alone. So that person who has got that with Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't worry about anything. Hey, like Hazrat Maulana Yahya Sahib, the father of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, every night, whatever he had in his pockets, and that's all what he had, no safe, no bank, no nothing. At night he would go to all the poor relatives and give away all that. Tomorrow Allah will see to our need. We know, we trust him. He's not going to let us down. Such people, may Allah bless us with that tawakkul, with that love of Allah Ta'ala, and then see what is life all about. Then we'll see life is something completely different from what we have thought it to be, etc. خیرت کہتی ہے باتیں مختصر کر ان سے اے ناداں, محبت کی مگر تمہید طولانی نہیں چاہتی. Brain says that Allah Ta'ala speak very less to him, be concise. He wants to, because Allah is so big, very busy all the time, so don't speak much. But in the love of Allah, my introduction of love is not getting finished. I'm not even coming to my subjects. Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah only asked him, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. What is that in your hand, O Musa? He didn't just give one answer. He went into detail. قَالَ هِيَ سَعِي أَتَوَكُّ عَلَيْهَا وَهُشُّ بِي عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَعَارِبُ أُخْرَى. Long discussion he made. Got a chance? So he lengthened the discussion with Allah Ta'ala. So that is muhabbat. Brains tell you that it was just be short. The same with, for example, brains and adab will tell you at Rozae Mubarak also, short salam. Don't be too long. But when muhabbat overtakes you, you can't help it. You're just going on and on. And when you realize you are still just in the introduction, you haven't come to the body and the conclusion stuff. Nahi karta hai sidq dil se toba jo gunah se. There is a very important condition to all this, that a person who doesn't make sincerely toba to Allah with a true heart, true repentance, that he just hates himself for the gunas he committed and he doesn't even want to think of them anymore. And he feels so dirty and so nar when he thinks of all the gunas that he committed. What type of a life? Kisi bhi haal mein uski parishani nahi jaati. A person who doesn't make sincere toba, his parishani doesn't go. He's all the time in bewilderment, all the time in, he's not at rest, he's not at ease. But when you make sincere toba and you feel it, that Allah has taken you now in his lap, so to say. Like a child did something wrong, it's crying, everything. But now when it's cried and asked for forgiveness, now the mother picks it up, puts it in its lap, puts it to its chest, to its breast, and holds it tight. Now it's satisfied. So when a person gets that feeling after making all the tawbah, Allah picks you up again. And Allah says, you are mine. The dirt was keeping you away. Now the dirt is gone. You are all the time mine. It's also only the dirt is gone now. میرے دریائے الفت کا عجب عجب ساحل ہے اے اختر. The sea of my love has got a very strange, fascinating shore. What is the shore of the sea of love of mine? کہ ساحل پر بھی ان موجوں کی طغیانی نہیں جاتی. That even on the shore, the force of those waves of love of Allah don't go away. Usually the waves and that are there at the sea, but now you are right on the shore. But that strength and the power of those waves, they are here on the shore also. In other words, when I was getting your love, I was getting your love. Now I'm in dunya, so to say, I'm in my business, I'm in my factory again, I'm in my office, but that for sure, that love of it is just coming and hitting at me all the time. May Allah, out of his kindness, bless us with this.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا کا کلام. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آئے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں. اللہم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دروشی پڑھ لیں. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آئے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں. پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی اعلی جھوم جائے. کہہ کے صلی اعلی جھوم جائے. رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو. ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے. ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے. اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس. اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس. چپکے چپکے یہ مانگے دعائیں. چپکے چپکے یہ مانگے دعائیں. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب. جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے.
جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں، دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت، دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت، جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے، جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے، سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب، سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب، تیرا درد محبت سنائے، تیرا درد محبت سنائے، تیرا درد محبت سنا کر، تیرا درد محبت سنا کر، سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے، سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے، سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر، سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر، میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائیں، میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائیں، لذت خوب پا کر تیری ہم، لذت خوب پا کر تیری ہم، لذت دو جہاں بھول جائیں، لذت دو جہاں بھول جائیں، در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر، در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر، اہل درد محبت کو پائے، اہل درد محبت کو پائے، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد، کہہ کے صلی اعلی جھوم جائے، کہہ کے صلی اعلی جھوم جائے، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہے، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم۔ I think many times we heard this poem in the translation, and I thought we won't translate it, but it is such that you just feel like translating it and get the enjoyment from it. Rang laegi kab meri aahein, when will my duas, my sighs and pleading to Allah, when will it bring color, when will it be accepted, and when will I see the practical version of my duas that is translated into the actual reality of going to Madina Sharif. پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے، دعا دیٹ آئی میکنگ دیٹ او اللہ ٹیک می ٹو مدینہ شریف، وین از دیٹ ٹائم گوئنگ ٹو کم دیٹ اللہ ٹیکس می ایکچولی اینڈ آئی ایم آن مائی وے ٹو مدینہ المنورہ، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد، اینڈ آئی ایم ویژوئلائزنگ وین آئی سی دیٹ گرین ڈوم آف دا ٹومب آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، کہ صلی علی جھوم جائے، ریڈنگ درود شریف، آئی جسٹ گوئنگ ان اے ٹرانس ود دا انجوائمنٹ آف ریڈنگ درود آن نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو، اینڈ وین آئی ول بی اسٹینڈنگ ان فرنٹ آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایٹ دا روضہ مبارک، ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے، I'll tell him the stories of my love for you and how I love you and how I love your sunnats and your deen, your sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and how I love Madina Sharif, etc. I'll just pour out in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Apna jana ho ghar humko wapas. And there our condition will be such, we don't want to go back home again. Chupke chupke ye mange duaein. quietly we'll be asking these duas also. Oh Allah, keep me in Medina Sharif. Oh Allah, let my body be in Jannatul Baqi. Let me die here, oh Allah, just keep me here. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab. And when I see Kaaba Sharif and the Multazam, the door of the Kaaba, there your doorstep, O Allah, and my head. In other words, I'll just put it down there. Jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. I'll give my life in this way for you. That only for you, and only in communication and connection with you, O Allah. Like this, every night also when we sleep, we should talk to Allah Ta'ala. As we are lying down, the last, after we have spoken to the wife, everything, whatever else, lights are off, then think of Allah Ta'ala and our connection, and make du'as, whatever du'as, make that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange du'ai. Oh Allah, make me yours and only yours. These are the du'as that we will be asking at multazam. Doon alam ki kya hai haqeeqat? What is the value of both the worlds of this dunya also and akhirat jannat also? Jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. I'm prepared to sacrifice all the realms, all the worlds for you, O Allah. In this world, my nafs and my desires, and even all jannat's desires, I'm prepared to sacrifice them if I get you, O Allah. If I got you, I've got everything. And that jannat will come on its time. If I got you, this world of mine has become jannat for me already. May Allah grant us this all. Sare alam mein phir ke ya Rab, tera dard e muhabbat sunaye. Oh Allah, we will go around in the whole world, wherever we can get 2 ears to listen to us, and we'll tell them of the stories of your love, that how great you are, how lovable, how kind you are, how merciful you are, how tolerant you are, how forgiving you are, how patient you are. Allahu Akbar. All, we'll tell the world, inform them, introduce them to you, and let them know who is the creator and maker, and let them be eager to return to him again. That he is so merciful, so kind, so forgiving, and he gives so much that we just all want to return to him, that desire that we just want to be with him. Tera dard e muhabbat sunakar sare alam ko majnoo banaye. And we'll tell the story of your love and make the whole world your mad lovers. Sare alam ko majnoo banakar mere maula tere geet gaaye. We make the whole world mad lovers of yours, and all of us then just singing the song of your love and your praises, and how great you are, how kind you are. Lazzat e qurb paakar teri hum. Oh Allah, when we get the enjoyment of the closeness of yours, lazzat e do jahan bhool jaye. We forget the enjoyment of the two worlds. All the enjoyments of this world also we forget, even jannat's enjoyments we forget. Rabia Basariya rahmatullah alayha says that, oh Allah, if I'm worshipping you to get Jannah, then deprive me of Jannah. And if I'm worshipping you to save myself from Jahannam, throw me into Jahannam. But if I'm worshipping you for your sake, don't deprive me of you. May Allah let us realize how great Allah we have got, and we have to work in that direction to get this love of Allah Ta'ala. And the main thing is that we have to take all the time, La ilaha illallah. What La ilaha, take ghairullah out of the heart. Everything besides Allah, the love of the greatness of Allah, the love of this worry of this, everything take it out. Illallah, 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 only Allah, only Allah, the love of Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. And we can Allah give us tawfiq to get up middle of the night and without disturbing anyone, one quiet place, we are just crying to Allah. Why won't Allah come in that heart? Allah is not so cheap that you don't make an effort for him, and he comes also. But the way is, and Allah is not so, he doesn't play so, that he can't come to you. You just make effort and you'll find Allah Ta'ala. He will be there for you. Dard dard dhoondta hai ye akhtar. Hazrat says, this is what I'm looking for everywhere in the whole world. I'm going everywhere. Ahle dard e muhabbat ko paaye. May I find the people who are madly in love with you. And then when I explain to them your love, they just also become more mad in your love. This is what I'm looking for. May Allah bless us with this reality, inshallah. We were reading of the king who, middle of the night, the love of Allah Ta'ala struck him. And he just became awake and he was then lost in the love of Allah. And he went out of his borders and he went to Tabuk. And he there, the king of Tabuk, thought there's a spy in my country. And he went and investigate and find out. Then this king, I don't know what he whispered in his ear, he also just got the love of Allah. So further, Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi, so Hazrat explains from Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi's narration, yahan par ye ishkal ho sakta hai ke jin buzurg ka qissa yahan bayan ho raha hai unhone bhi to duniya tark kar di. Before this was tarke duniya to like monasticism. Like what the Christians do, one sect of the Christians who don't get married, the nuns, monks, and they just live in monasteries and that. So they have, so to say, nothing to do with dunya whatsoever. The Jews on a Sabbath, Saturday, they're very orthodox, they won't put a light switch on also. It's dunya's work. That also is not permitted. Nothing they will do. So like that, so there's monasticism, and this year, tarke dunya is not permitted in Islam. Rohbaniyat like this is not permitted in Islam. Now, a person could get this doubt that these people, these kings, in the love of Allah, they also gave up dunya, this monasticism. They also went out into the jungles and just with Allah Ta'ala. Jawab ye hai ke kisi bacha ka tark sultanat karke, faqar ikhtiyar kar lena, aur giroi faqara mein rehna, rohbaniyat nahi hai. The answer of this is that a king of a country, for him to give up his kingdom, etc., everything, and just go in the love of Allah everywhere, this is not this monasticism of these people here. This ruhbaniyat, what they do, this is not that. This is, they will still live like human beings, but the love of Allah has overtaken them. Ruhbaniyat naam hai makhlooq se bilkul liya alag ho jane ka. Ruhbaniyat, monasticism is that totally you give up connection with the world. You have nothing, totally you give it up. Maulana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi farmate hai ke is niqab posh badsha ne shahi tabuk ke kaan mein na jane ishq aur dard ki kya baat keh di ke shahi tabuk ne usi waqt apne seene mein taalluq ma Allah ki daulat mehsoos ki aur bazuban hal ye sher para. Maulana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says only Allah knows that buzurg, that king who put a veil on front of his face, what he had said to that king of Tabuk, that immediately the fire of love of Allah hit him so hard that he also immediately gave up his kingdom also. And now the two of them just out in the love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. This is explained in a poem, Jazakallah ke chasham baz kardi. Jazakallah, you open my eyes for me. Mera baja jaye hamraz kar di, and my aankhe khol di aur mehboob-e haqeeqi se hamraz kar diya. You open my eyes and now I found my true beloved. Hey, my true beloved who is really mine, you open my eyes. Like many times a boy when he wants to get married, girls with all their dressing and funny talk and that, they embezzle him. He goes out of his mind. Now elder in the family say, don't be foolish. That girl, how she is carrying on with you and that, don't fall for her. And then he comes to his senses. Now they get him married to a good girl. After a few years, then he says, Jazakallah. Hey, what should happen to me? That girl, today I see her condition, what she is. She has already three times she's married. And what her condition is, where she's in the gutters, etc. I should have been with her there. You open my eyes. Like that, this dunya, the dhoka of this dunya, the woman of this dunya, money of this dunya, and all this attraction, if we find somebody in the elder in the family, some elder who opens our eyes and introduces us to Allah Ta'ala, then very soon we'll also say, Jazakallah. You saved me from... I see all my friends who went that line, where they are. Like a story in the Quran Sharif, Allah mentioned that on in Jannah, one person, he will see one friend of his in the fire of Jahannam, in the middle of Jahannam. And then he will say, that was my friend, and he told me also, you believe in Akhirat and all. Lucky Allah saved me from him, man. If I should be also with him and I should be on his talk, what he told me, that dunya is everything, go after dunya, make it, live it up in this dunya, I should have been also there with him in Jahannam today. Yeah, Allah saved me. So like that, if a person gets saved, how he appreciates. اور اس نقاب پوش صاحب نسبت بادشاہ سے عرض کیا کہ ہمیں بھی اپنے ہمراہ لیے چلے. ناؤ یو ٹیک می وتھ یو. آپ کا قلب سر چشمہ آتش عشق ہے. آپ سے درخواست ہے کہ یور ہارٹ از دا فاؤنٹن سورس آف دا فائر آف لو آف اللہ تعالیٰ. سو آئی جسٹ وانٹ ٹو اسٹے ان یور کمپنی. فرام یور ہارٹ دیٹ لو از جسٹ کمنگ ان ٹو می اینڈ آئی آسک یو, عشق حق کی آج سے سینہ میرا بھر دیجیے. یو آلسو فل مائی ہارٹ ود دا لو آف اللہ تعالیٰ, فل مائی ہارٹ ود دیٹ. And that is what really we have to stay with buzurgs for, and we have to take from them, not their talks really, but from their heart, that love of Allah which they have got, that love of Allah we have to take from them. سلطنت تر کر کے آپ کا مزدوروں کے ساتھ اینٹیں بنانا اور لباس فقر میں خستہ حال رہنا اس بات کی دلیل ہے کہ آپ باطن میں کوئی دوسری سلطنت دیکھ چکے ہیں. That second king told the first king that you left your kingdom and you're living like were laborers. With the laborers you are living and you're staying like that and you are making bricks with them. This is proof and your what your clothing is as a laborer, what kind of dress, and you're a king, what dressing, how you were living. This is proof that your inside has seen another world. You have got another world with you, another realm with you. جس کے سامنے ہفتے اقلیم کی سلطنت بھی گھر دے ہیں. ان فرنٹ آف ویچ دا سیون کانٹیننٹس آلسو جسٹ اسٹینڈ اینڈ ڈسٹ ان فرنٹ آف یو. وانس یو فاؤنڈ دس ٹریجرز آف اللہ تعالی, دس دنیا مینس نتھنگ ٹو اے پرسن. کس کے یاد میں ہے مسترب جان حزین تیری, دیر از اے پروم ان ہو آر یو ریمبرنگ دیٹ یور ہارٹ از سو یور ہارٹ از so he like throbbing wildly in what, who are you thinking of, that your heart is just gone, it's not at rest at all, its heartbeat pulse has gone up so greatly, who are you thinking of, who is that? Kareeba chaake ashkon se tere hai aasti te aasti tar hai aasti tere, and your collar is wide open, you are like in a different world, and tears that are flowing from your eyes, that your sleeve is wet with the tears, wiping the tears from your eyes. Who are you thinking of? In which world are you? Tere dil ko muyassar hai maqami qurb ki lazzat. Your heart has found the closeness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Mujhe phir manna salwa kyun na ho naani jawi teri. Then manna and salwa is just like cause break to me. All the pleasures of this dunya, when you find Allah, dunya's pleasures mean nothing to you. When you find the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that is what we have to be keep on working for. Until we get it, we have to just keep on trying. Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi farmate ke sirf in do badshahon ko hi nahi, aur bhi beshumar badshahon ko ishq ne inke mulk aur khandan se juda kar diya. Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi says not only these two kings, that the love of Allah took them out of their kingdom and out of their enjoyment and pleasure and put them into the jungles, many other kings also, but just that love of Allah has to hit. Jab ishq khooni kamaan par challa charha leta hai, and when this blood with all the dropping of this love with the blood dropping from it, when it is put on the bow, the arrow is put on the bow now of this love of Allah Ta'ala, where the blood is dropping from it, to laakho sir us waqt ek paise ko bik jate hain, then at that time thousands of heads, intelligent heads, are sold for one paisa. In other words, they got no value when you find the love of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that love. That is why we go in Jamaat also. When you see a person like this, man, just he wants to be, he got that love of Allah. When you see people just want to go Umrah, Ziyarat, and how they're enjoying and making Ibadat there. You can't understand it. Middle of the night they're making Ibadat. All the time they're in Ibadat. When you have the love of Allah, you go to the Khanqah making Zikr all the time. This love of Allah, may Allah bless us with that love. Out of that love. حق تعالیٰ کی محبت میں ایک دفعہ قتل ہونا ہزاروں زندگی سے بہتر ہے. In the love of Allah Ta'ala, to get killed one time is more better than 1,000 lives. This love of Allah which will kill you, that is the love of Allah, but is better than 1,000 lives of this enjoyment of this dunya. اور ہزاروں سلطنتیں اس غلامی پر جو عشق حق سے حاصل ہوتی ہے قربان ہے. And thousands of kingdoms اس غلامی پر ان دا سلیوری آف اللہ تعالی عشق حق سے حاصل ہوتی ہے which is found in the love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. You can sacrifice thousands of kingdoms also and you become the slave of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's beauty is such, and just finding Allah ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah ta'ala, how Allah has created, forget everything else, just the human being. If you just think of any part, how Allah has created the brains, the eyes, the nose, and in everything, how many other million things there are. In the eye, how many million things there are. In the mouth, the throat, all these things, the ears, you can't. And then again, all the organs, the fibers, the tissues, the hair, the bone, the joints, the cartilages. One small thing in the spine, and now you paralyze. What is Allah's qudrat? Allah made it, Allah put it there. And all of us sitting here, we all, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, we are fit, healthy, and thousands and millions of people. Tomorrow morning, see, the streets are full, the roads are full, cars are moving, everything. Allah is looking after all. What is the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So when a person sees Allah ta'ala, then it really with the true eyes, and Allah takes out the rust from our hearts. And then we find Allah, that person is in a different world. And then that person makes tilawat of Quran, makes dua, makes zikr. It's a different enjoyment completely. اولاً عشق میں اگرچہ مجاہدات سے جسم ویران ہوتا ہے. And this is what is difficult for us. At the beginning, this mujahada is very hard for us. To give up all this, all my enjoyments, and completely to give it out. Like that king went out of his kingdom. He went to another country. We are not prepared to do this. We want all the comforts also. We want our comfort zone as well. We want Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. But for a while, dunya's hasana, you have to give it up. But they have to give up dunya's hasina and everything of dunya for a while. Then see what Allah will give you. But we want it just easily on our beds, our ACs must be on, the juices must be flowing, the coffee must be coming, and with all this. No, this we have to first go through this mujahada, which we see in the khanqas, how they make people make mujahada like that. And according to our time here, according to, like, for example, we came for i'tikaf, or we go in jamaat, for example, there's mujahada. People who go for umrah, alright, the hotel is a 5-star hotel, but the crowds which are there, the heat which is there, going in that tawaf, all that is the mujahada of this time. So a person who makes all this mujahada, and sincerely, inshallah, Allah will grant him this reality. لیکن اس ویرانی میں جب خزانہ نسبت تعلق میں اللہ منکشف ہو جاتا ہے. But when a person goes in the wilderness, there is no comfortable bed and ensuite bedroom, toilet, everything found. But when he finds the treasure which is buried in the jungles, when he finds the treasure of the love of Allah, معرفت of Allah, the love of Allah ta'ala, تو عاشق بزبان حال کہتا ہے, then this عاشق, so to say, he says with his tongue, اے نفس اگر تو نگاہ تحقیق سے دیکھے. Oh my nafs, if you see with the true eyes of reality, تو ریاست و تونگری کے بجائے درویشی اختیار کرے. Then instead of kingdoms and instead of wealth, you will choose to be a poor pauper. When you see this, when you see what the true reality, what the people of who is connected with Allah, what they are getting. Like Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, when he gave up his kingdom, and he was in the by a pond of water, a river, and he threw, and one of his ministers who was with him in his kingdom, in his parliament, when he thought in his heart, that, oh, this Ibrahim was a stupid man. He had a whole kingdom, he gave it up. And now today, he's fetching his own clothes with his own hands. And that also, see what a rusted needle he's using. At that time, he had a royal tailor too, if he had to attend to. And he didn't have to patch clothes. Every day, new clothes. Allah gave Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi kashmir. And then he took that needle and threw it into the river. And he told the king, he told the fish that bring my needle back. They said that they came up with 100,000, Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali, 100,000 golden needles. He said, I don't want this, I want my needle, the rusted one. One of the fish went and brought up his needle. So this is what we will get when we have this love of Allah Ta'ala and this ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. What and what won't Allah Ta'ala give a person when he has this one great wali of Allah Ta'ala on Eid's day. When he went for Eid namaz, so he turned to Allah Ta'ala, Majzub also. He said, Ya Allah, this is the day when all us from the seniors some Eidi, some gift. Children come running when all come with Mamu, we want our Eidi, Chacha, we want our Eidi, all demand the Eidi on this day. So I'm also asking you for my Eidi. Immediately, a beautiful silver envelope fell into his lap, that we have given you salvation from Jahannam. This is our Eidi. If we get that, what more you want? So these people who had the ta'alluq with Allah, and millions of such instances, that this how Allah's help comes. The du'as, how they get accepted. What impossible things which we see, things are which are impossible to happen, how they happen. This is all that we have to build up the ta'alluq with Allah. And then again, it mustn't be again tainted with all the things of dunya again, with all the love of dunya and gunas especially. That is what a person, just a thought comes to a person from nowhere, something of your past, or just something which never even ever took place. You see a woman or you see this the thought comes, and then you feel just very, very bad and you cry to Allah, Ya Allah, please save me from, not that you entertain it and you build on it and you start enjoying it more. No. Even if you see a bad dream which you are not responsible for at all, but you say, Ya Allah, please, I don't want to see such dreams also. Please, you save me from that. I want to see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to see Sayyidina Abu Bakr. I want to see the pious people. I want to see Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif in my dream. That is what I want. So when that condition becomes of a person, then see how that person is. Outwardly, he'll have nothing whatsoever. But what kingdom Allah has blessed him with inside. May Allah bless us with that, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے ننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کے گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کرے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور و چمک رکھا کس نے لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے, جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے, جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے, ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے, ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو, غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو, نشہ عشق الہی یارو نشہ عشق الہی یارو, چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اب تک جو ہونا تھا ہوا, اب دل سے توبہ کرتے ہیں, ترک معاصی کا اثر ہم آج ارادہ کرتے ہیں, اپنے شیخ کی محفل میں ہم لوگ یہ وعدہ کرتے ہیں, اب مولا کو راضی کریں گے اب اللہ کو راضی کریں گے, سب کہہ دو انشاءاللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
One brother phoned today, he said tomorrow second Eid. I hope many more brothers we are going to be making second Eid tomorrow, inshallah. Otherwise, during the month, our six rozas, don't forget them. Try and keep our six rozas, if we can keep them at one stretch, well and good. Otherwise, spread them out. But try and, in the winter months also, short rozas, not difficult. Try and keep our rozas, inshallah. We'll get the sawab and the effects of the whole year. 30 rozas of Ramzan multiplied by 10, 300. That is 6 multiplied by 10, 60. 360 is the average of the 2 years, Islamic and English, 365 and 355 more or less. So we get the whole years and the effects will remain also. As Ramzan is gone and we want the effects of Ramadan to remain, so keep Ramzan also. And also we know that if a person is exercising, he mustn't just start exercising at the high level from the start. And when he's finishing also, he mustn't just stop immediately. On the treadmill also, you don't just go to a high and you just drop down, stop it immediately, slowly you come down. So at rozas also, we went on a high, 30 rozas. So don't just cut them off immediately, go out slowly. Keep your 6 rozas for the month and then go out slowly, inshallah. That will have a much more better effect on the body than just the 30 rozas finished and we just dropped it there. No, go out of it also slowly. And then keep it up also. Every month, if Allah gives tawfiq, 3 rozas a month, 2 rozas Monday, Thursday, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So try and keep that also if we haven't started. And just a little bit of himmat and it gets done. And especially our women folk who have must rozas. And if perhaps we also, perhaps some sickness, something we have to must, make sure we try and keep it as soon as possible. Don't delay it. Procrastination, many people's rozas over the years have gone into years already. And then you don't have the courage of keeping those rozas. And then also those are things that keep us away from Allah Ta'ala. Now that it's a blockage for us. You want to go to Allah, but your namaz you haven't made, rozas you got credit, or all the other things you got, you owing, then it becomes difficult. When you are clear in your records, everything goes easy also. May Allah make it easy for us, inshallah.